ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. All praise and thanks are for Allah Almighty, and peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Almighty increase us in our knowledge of deen and increase us in our amal as well. Insha'Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How is everyone today? Good, alhamdulillah. Are you guys excited for your class today? MashaAllah. Good, super excited. Okay, good. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, I like the energy, I like the enthusiasm, and okay, Hamza writes woohoo. Hamza, why are you saying woohoo? Okay, okay, so some of you are fasting. Okay, yes, there is going to be an activity. Just to let you know, I believe there are going to be two activities today. So I hope you guys are ready with your beautiful color pencils, with your markers, and with your notebooks as well. While I'm talking, I'm expecting that all of you will be writing your full name with present in front of you. Okay? So please go ahead and write your full name and write present in front of you. Just as a reminder, before we move ahead, as a reminder, I would like all of you to be mindful of chat. Okay, what are you writing in text? What are you writing in chat? Please be mindful of that, because devils are chained, shaitan is chained. So whatever you are doing right now is going to be upon yourself. That's going to be written as your own deed. So please be mindful of what you are writing. And if, I know I don't want to say that, but if we see that someone has written inappropriate comments, then if they are not listening, then I have to remove them from the room. And I would not like to do that, because that's going to be the consequence of what you do, okay? So please be cooperative. Please be good listeners, because since this is the knowledge of deen, this is the knowledge of Islam, and we need to be sensible while we are learning, inshallah, okay? Okay, so we were talking about some excitement, right? Yes, there is going to be an activity. There is going to be actually two activities today, and I hope you guys are ready by now, and we are moving towards our best session. I really, really like the Quran session. So our first session is going to be the Quran time, okay? And while we are reciting, we are learning the translation, I expect you guys to be focused and listen carefully, inshallah. Fuzail, we don't want, and Murtaza, we don't want anyone to raise hand right now, okay? Because I have not asked you to say anything. So once we are done with the recitation and the translation, I would really give a chance to some of you to raise hand and say the Arabic and the English translation of Surah Al-Falaq, okay? And please take notes while I will be giving you some references for today's surah and what is going to be the translation of the ayat as well, okay? This is going to be really, really helpful for you guys when you sit on your own and you try to remember what you have learned. It's going to be really helpful for you guys to review as well, okay? So let's start from the protection, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from shaitan by saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Okay, let's say again. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ, I seek protection, بالله, of Allah, or with Allah, من, from, الشيطان, شيطان, الرجيم, the cursed one. I seek refuge with Allah from Shaytan, the cursed one. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in our time by saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's say it again. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. listening in the name of Allah, Allah, Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand His words and to help us learn the translation of Surah Al-Falaq, inshallah. So let's start our beautiful surah, Surah Al-Falaq. Falaq means the daybreak, or Falaq means morning as well. So the first verse is, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Again, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. قُلْ, say, أَعُوذُ, I seek refuge, بِرَبِّ, with Rabb, our Lord, Al-Falaq, of the daybreak. So who is the Rabb of the daybreak? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of daybreak. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. When? On the daybreak. So I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak. Verse number 2. مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ. Again. مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ. مِن, from, شَرِّ, evil, مَا, what, خَلَقُ, He has created. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us against the evil of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything around us. Many things around us are good, but there are also things that are bad for us. So sometimes even the good things can be turned back if we misuse them, right? So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from evil of what He has created.
وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ.
Again.
وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ.
Wa, and, min, from, شَرِّ, the evil, غَاسِقٍ, of darkness, إِذَا, when, وَقَبْ, it overspreads. And from the evil of the darkness, meaning night, when it overspreads. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the darkness, from anything that is bad. Just like we discussed in our last class, that darkness also refers to poverty, darkness of difficulty, and it might be also the darkness of ignorance. Like someone who do not have a knowledge, they are also in dark. Okay? So today, we are going to be learning verse number 4 and verse number 5 of Surah Al-Falaq.
وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ.
Again.
وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ.
Wa, and, min, from, شَرِّ, the evil, النَّفَّاثَاتِ, of the blowers, fi, in, al-uqad, the knot. And from the evil of the blowers of the knot. Before Islam, some people in Arabs, they used to practice black magic. And some of them used to tie knots on a string and blew magical charms on them. And they used to say some words on those knots. And if, as if the knots or charms could cause harm on others. People who believed in these knots or in the black magic said their sickness was caused by the black magic. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to ask protection from the evil of those people who blow on the knots.
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد
And من from شَرِّ the evil حَاسِدٍ of envy إِذَا when حَسَد he envies meaning and from the evil of the envier when he envies. So envy is one form of evil which we seek Allah's protection. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us against any type of envious feeling. Our own envy harms us because we can become mean and unkind to others. Similarly, sometimes an envious person may make our life difficult by envying from whatever skills we have or whatever things we possess, right? So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from all these types of evils when we are reciting the verses of Surah Al-Falaq. Let me share one of the important things about Surah Al-Falaq. Once Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was harmed by a person, what that person did that he tied knots in some of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair and placed them with some leaves on top of it and some other things, and he placed those hairs under a rock inside a well, so that Prophet ﷺ could be affected by the evil of black magic. This caused Prophet ﷺ to forget doing some things, like he used to forget his task, he used to forget what he needs to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed the plot of that person to Prophet ﷺ and then revealed Surah Al-Falaq and also the other surah, Surah An-Nas. To cure him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have things beneath the rock removed and to untie each knot. Okay, so you might have sometimes untied a knot of maybe a rope of a thread. So Prophet ﷺ was asked to untie the knot on the hair, and at the same time he was asked to recite the verses of Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas. So isn't that beautiful that our deen teaches us to ask protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against all types of evils? That means a Muslim cannot be harmed unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Right? So by frequently reciting Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas, no one will be harmed by the black magic. And no one will be harmed by COVID-19, by coronavirus. Because that's also a kind of harmness of body. Right? So make it a thing that recite Surah Al-Falaq day and night. Okay? And even if you want to recite more than that, you can do that because you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you. And especially before iftar and before suhoor or maybe after suhoor. Do ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from all kinds of evils, from all kinds of diseases, and from all kinds of harmness, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? So let's move on to your turn this time. Okay? I will be asking you to recite Surah Al-Falaq starting from verse number 1 till 5. So each of you is going to get a turn. Okay. Let me go back to Surah Al-Falaq, verse number 1. Here we are. Okay? I'm going to lower your hands again. Okay? I'm going to lower your hands again. I want you to raise your hands. And this time I want those people who never got a chance, please raise hands. Okay? So let's start with Muhammad Raid. Muhammad Raif, you lowered your hand. Okay. Alina, verse number one, my dear. Okay, Alina. Okay, Alina, there you are.
Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak.
It's very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khair, beautiful. Hania. Yes, Hania.
Min sharri ma qalaq, from the evil of what he has created.
Okay, very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khair, kathira. Okay, verse number three, Yunus.
Verse number three.
Yes.
The evil of the blowers.
Okay. Can you recite the Arabic and then the translation, please?
So.
Well,
min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab.
Yes.
And from the evil of blowers.
And from the evil
of the blowers.
We are talking about وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. Can you look at the screen?
And from the evil. And from the evil of the darkness night when it overspreads.
Very good. Yes, mashallah. Okay. That's Rania.
وَمِنْ شَرِّ نَفَاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And from the evil of the blowers of the knot.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Beautiful. Nice. We read. Okay, let's see. Afshin.
وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. And from the evil of the envious when he envies.
And from the evil of the envious when he envies. Very good, mashallah.
Miss, my microphone is not muting.
Okay, I can do that. Okay, I have muted all my rooms now, okay? Okay. Jazakallah khair for reminding me. Zoya, Sayyida Zoya, from verse number one, please.
Say, I seek refuge with Rabb, Lord of the daybreak.
MashaAllah, beautiful, very good, MashaAllah. Safa Fatima, verse two.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من شر ما خلق. From evil what he has created.
From the evil of what he has created. Who are we talking here? Who is he here?
Shaitan.
Oh. From the evil of? Okay. Who has created you?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes, so we were talking about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything around us, right? So many things around us are good, but there are also things that are bad. And sometimes even good things become bad when we misuse those things, right? So we are talking here about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, verse number three, Ahil. Yes, Ahil, go ahead. I cannot hear you, my dear.
Mute.
Yes.
Verse number?
Three.
Woman, shall we go seek in Israel sorry, ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب.
Yes.
ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب. Meaning, and from the evil of the darkness night when it overspreads.
Okay, Ahil, can you repeat one more time after me? وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ.
وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ.
Good, mashallah. Very good. Let's see who else has raised their hand. I have Muzaina. Okay, verse number 4.
Okay, wa min sharri nafasati fil uqad. And from the evil of the flowers in the knots.
And from the evil of the blowers of the knot. Okay. People who blow on the knots. And who are those people? Remember we were talking about the people who do black magic?
Yeah.
Right? So this ayah is referring to those people who do black magic, like magicians. Okay. Who use their magic for the evil things. Okay? Okay. Last verse. And Siham. Last verse, Siham, please.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my dear.
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. And from the evil of the envy when he envies.
Okay. What is envy? Remember we talked about jealousy? We talk about people sometimes who are mean and kind to others.
Yes.
Right? So yes. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all kinds of envy and from all kinds of jealousy, right?
Yes.
And even sometimes, we as a person become mean and kind to others. So in this surah, we are also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we do not become envy to any other person and do not make their life difficult. Okay?
Yes.
Jazakallahu khairan, Asiham. Okay. Okay, let's see who else is with us. We can take a second round of Surah Al-Falaq. Hiba. Okay. Hiba, can you speak?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Kul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak.
Very good, mashallah. Okay, let's see who else is with us. Verse number 2, Rayan. Rayan Khan.
Bil-shari ma khalaq. From the evil of what he has created.
Yes. From the evil of what he has created. Very good, mashallah. Verse number 3, Mustafa.
وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ. And from the evil of the darkness when it overspreads.
Okay, very good, mashallah. Jazakallahu khairan kathira. Let's see, Umayma. Verse number 3, Umayma. Yes, Umayma, go ahead.
وَمِن شَرِّ
Yes, Umayma. I can hear you, go ahead. ومن شر النفاثات
ومن شر نفاثات
في العقد
في العقد.
Good. Okay, can you see the
And from the evil of the blower of the knot.
Yes, and we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us against the evil of the blower of the knot. Okay, last verse. Who is ready for the last verse? Zara? Zara Tohid? Last verse of Surah Al-Falaq. You can see it on the screen and say it. Wa min sharri. Hasidin.
Ida hasad.
Yes. Translation.
And from the evil of the envier when he envies.
Good. Okay. Good. Alhamdulillah. So I believe that you guys must have written your notes. You must have written the translation, even though if you have the translation in your Quran, but I would like you to write it down in your notebook with your own hands, because it's going to help you revise, and also it's going to help you put it inside your heart and your mind and make it a strong memory for you if you write it with your own hands, okay, inshallah. So take notes. Do not think that I have a Quran with translation, I do not need to take notes. So please don't think like that, okay? So inshallah, this was the end of our Quran session. We are moving towards our Ramadan activity, and your teacher Fatima is here. So I'm just going to be leaving the mic for her. Jazakumullah khairan katira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear kids, I hope everyone is fine. MashaAllah. Enjoying Ramadan. Practicing fasting. And also reading the Quran. MashaAllah. So actively you are participating in your Quran session. And I was so happy, and I was listening how actively you are giving the answers, mashallah. So that's the spirit. It means you are understanding, you are applying. So inshallah, today in Ramadan activity, we will learn more about Ramadan. What we can do in Ramadan, how Ramadan is special. And one more thing today I'm going to tell you about Ramadan is that in Ramadan, the Jannah ticket is on sale. Yes. You know, sale. Sale means when we have something on sale, we're ready to go and buy it very, very quickly. And lots of we get from the market when something is on sale, maybe a candy, maybe our dress or anything. So in the month of Ramadan, it's the month of sale of good deeds. And it's the month of the sale of Jannah ticket. We can get a Jannah ticket very easily if we will do lots of good deeds. You remember that last time we have done about the fasting, that Ramadan is the month of fasting, and also we have learned about that Ramadan is the month of Quran, because Quran was revealed. So two things are there. We have to do the fasting, and we have to read the Quran. What else? Let's see. In Ramadan, the Jannah is decorated for the whole year. Jannah is decorated for a whole year just for this beautiful month. The hell doors are all closed, and the devils are also chained in this month. No more devils around us. shaitan is chained, locked up, and the door of the hell are also closed, and the door of Jannah are open for everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to listen all of our du'as, and also bless us with lots of His mercy and love in this special month. Let's see what else we can do. We have learned about the Quran and fasting. Some more good deeds we can do that will be very helpful to get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immensely. First of all, we will discuss about the mercy. We can do mercy in Ramadan. What is mercy? Mercy is to give love to others. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. When we are fasting, we can feel the hunger of the people who do not have enough food. It allows us to have more mercy in our heart. When we are unable to eat, when we are fasting, we can feel that condition of the poor who do not have enough food. That helpful in increasing the emotions related to the mercy. We will able to love those people. We will be able to love all the people around us. Now what we can do? We can give love to our family members. Rudeness is not a solution. When we are having an argument, rudeness is not a solution. It will make the things more difficult. Better is to show mercy. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also commanded us to show our mercy to others, to show mercy to animals, to show mercy to all the people, to human beings, everyone around us. Okay, so inshallah, what we will do, first thing, we will show mercy to others. Now the next is coming up is about the sacrifice. It's the biggest thing. Sacrifice, patience, generosity. They're all same things. Sacrifice is when someone is not doing good, when we have to show our patience, when we have to control ourselves. It is called as sacrifice. We will stop ourselves from argumentation. We will stop ourselves from shouting, from the fighting. It is called as sacrifice, and it is also called as patience, that you not lose your temper, you are not shouting, you are not saying a lot of your things, you are not, did not show your bad behavior. So it is called as patience. Inshallah, you will do sacrifice. For example, how we can do the sacrifice? We were having a fight with our siblings, or we are having fight with our cousin. We have heavy fight on the same biscuit or a candy or maybe a toy. We want to share at the same time. We want to share, but maybe your friend or your cousin or your brother or sister is not happy to share. What you will do? You will do the same? You will shout? You will fight? No. You will show patience, and then you will do sacrifice by giving the toy or candy by sharing. So show mercy, show sacrifice, and do patience. Now the next thing is about generosity. Generosity is related to the giving. To giving to people who are very poor, who do not have enough food, especially nowadays, due to the lockdown, many people have lost their jobs. They do not have enough food to feed their family at the time of suhoor and at the time of iftar. What we have to do is to give the zakat. You know the four pillars? One of them is zakat, to give the money to the poor. We have to give our money. You can also put on your share by share your savings if you have in your box, anyone, maybe a little one. You can also put on your share so that you can be rewarded. You know, our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the most generous, but in Ramadan he was generous more than the usual days. So we have to give money to the poor. We have to give zakat. We have to give money just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more good deed is there. It's about Taraweeh. Taraweeh is a sunnah prayer. It's an extra prayer commanded by our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can try. You can also participate with your family, with your baba and mama. by doing this Tarawih prayer, definitely you will get lots of reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a sunnah, like it's not a farz. Yes, we are doing the 5 daily prayers. It's an extra prayer. It is very helpful for getting the forgiveness for all of our mistakes. Just in case I made a mistake, and if I'm doing the Tarawih, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me in this sense, I can say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase that mistake. Okay, this is the most easy word for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive my sin, my mistake, if I am doing the Tarawih. Okay, so Ramadan is also the month to invite others to Quran, to take care of your brothers. Brotherhood means like our relatives, our cousins, our family members. If we are happy with them, if we are helping them, if we are showing kindness to them, then we are showing the brotherhood. Okay, so our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also showing brotherhood to everyone. He also commanded everyone to show brotherhood. We are all Muslims, brother and sisters. We all have a very strong relation. We are Muslims, and after that, we all are brothers and sisters. If someone is having trouble, it's our duty to take care of them, to solve their problem, to have participation in solution, getting the solution for their problem, or giving them comfort. This is all called as brotherhood. In simple word, we have to take care of our brothers and sisters around us. Family is also included in it. You have to take care of your mama, you have to take care of your baba, and you have to take care of your siblings also. One more thing is there is about feeding. You can feed a meal to a poor at the time of iftar, or maybe at the time of suhoor. If you are waking up with your mama, you can have some food and you can distribute. I know it's not safe to go out, but with the help of your baba, whenever your baba is going outside, you can also send some food to the neighbors. Maybe they do not have enough food. In the way, you will be able to feed someone who is hungry, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you immensely. And the one last thing is about helping. Be a good helper. At the time of iftar, you can help your mother in your house chores. You can help your baba. You can also help your younger siblings or the eldest one. Be a nice one. Be a good Muslim. Be the best Muslim. Okay? So lots of good deeds are there each and every. Remember, each and every good deed, even a little one, leads us towards Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala noted each and everything. You know, we have 2 angels on our shoulder. They are writing each and every deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. So whatever you do, whatever you think in your heart, which is good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. If you are doing it, you will be rewarded. So don't stay behind. Do good and give good to others, inshallah. Now let's go toward our activity, which is about a good deed jar activity. Today we have learned lots of good deeds, and inshallah we will work on it. What you can do is you can select any good deed for one day and then work on it all day. Just one good deed, one per day. And then after finishing it, after accomplishing it, you can put the you can write it on the paper and then you can put in the box. Okay? So at the end of the month, you will have lots of good deeds collected, which you can also practice after Ramadan. You can also take help from your mother, and you can write down, you can also paint your jar, anyone, an empty box in your kitchen, and do this activity and share with us. Jazakumullahu khairan kaseera. Barakumullahu feekum. You listen, I hope so you understand all the things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us easy to do the good deeds in this beautiful month so that we can get together in the Jannah, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan kaseera, dear sister. Now I'm leaving the mic for the sister Sajida for your next session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. such a beautiful reminder for us. You know what, my students? I'm all ready to make a good deed jar for myself. I have a jar that got emptied from jam this morning. So you know what I'm going to do? I made up my mind that I'm going to have small sticky notes where I'm going to write some good deeds jar for myself and my family, and I'm going to be practicing that. Okay, are you guys ready to do that as well? Inshallah, just like your teacher had mentioned. Inshallah, I hope so. Yes, alhamdulillah. So then said that yes, he is ready to do that. So whatever that is easy for you, you can have a jar, you can have any container where you can go ahead and write good deeds and put inside that jar and keep collecting as many as you can till the end of Ramadan. And not only in Ramadan, but throughout the year, you should be doing good deeds, right? Inshallah. Okay, so before I move on to my next session, I'm just going to be reminding three students, okay? I have four students that I'm going to take names of: Mustafa Faisal, Mawahid, Murtaza, and Muzaina, okay? This is just a reminder to not to ask for the control of the screen and do not put host in front of your name, okay? Please enter with the ID, or if you're not entering with your ID, you should have your name only. You should not write host in front of your name. And please do not send a message to control the screen. I would really appreciate your cooperation. Okay? Jazakumullah khairan kathira. I know you guys are such a good student that you guys are very, very good listeners. Okay, I hope you're going to be kind and you're going to make this session not only easy for you, but also easy for others as well. Okay, because this is taking my time to remove your name from the host and organizing your name as a simple name as you are. Okay, you are not the host. Okay, okay, Jazakallah khairan kathira for cooperation, and moving on towards our, oh mashallah, I can see Rhoda Ahmed making her good deed jar. That was very quick, Rhoda. Mashallah. Beautiful, Sabrina. I can see yours as well. Okay, beautiful. Okay, mashallah. So those students are sabiqun al-awwalun. Like, as soon as they hear, they just jump in and do something. Okay, so we are moving on towards the pillars of Islam. And again, this is the second activity, just like I said in the beginning, that you guys are going to be doing two activities. So this is going to be a second activity. So please be ready with your colors and markers, with a notebook or crayons, whatever you have easy on hand right now. Okay, we were learning about pillars of Islam. And who is going to tell me that how many pillars we have learned so far? Okay, let's see who's going to tell me how many pillars we have learned so far. Muhammad Dawar.
We have learned three pillars.
Okay, can you go ahead and name them?
Iman, Salah, and the Zeke, Siam.
Okay. Just as a reminder, Muhammad Dawar, we have only learned about Shahada and Salah. And today, inshallah, we are going to be learning about Sawm, that's fasting. Remember, when we were learning the pillars of Islam, I asked you guys to remember SSS, Shahada, Salah, Sawm, and then Z, and then H. Okay, so we are done with Shahada and Salah, and today, inshallah, we are going to be learning about Sawm, which is the third pillar of our Islam. Okay, inshallah. Why Sawm is so important? Why are we talking about Sawm? Because this is the most important pillar. And remember, if one of the pillar is not working, if it goes down, the whole building goes down, right? That means our own Islam or our own or our faith, our belief gets weak. So what is basically Sawm or fasting? Fasting is not eating or drinking from dawn to sunset. Okay, remember when we take suhoor, that is the time when we are after the dawn, we are not eating anything until sunset, until Maghrib. So we must fast. Why do we need to fast, right? We must fast to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor and to keep ourselves away from all type of selfishness and from all type of greediness, and also in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recommended us to fast. And I believe most of you will be fasting, or if not, you might be fasting maybe for the half day or maybe more than that. Okay, please do try to fast as much as you can, inshallah. And when do we fast? We fast in the month of Ramadan, the blessed month that we are going through right now. Okay, and Muslims fast the whole month, because why do we fast? Because it teaches us the true meaning of tolerance, of perseverance, and patience. And above all, it also helps us control our desires, because food is in front of us, drink is in front of us, there is yummy food inside the fridge, but do you think we would open the fridge and eat during the day when it's not the time to open the fast? No, we would not do that, because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, and we love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do. We respect that and we follow that. And also, since we fast in the month of Ramadan, and Ramadan is also important because the Quran was revealed in this month, and Muslims spend more time reading the Quran in this month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his book in this month, in this beautiful month. Since this month is a blessed month, this month is full of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing, and it is also full of so many rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. That our deeds, whatever we do, we are going to be given lots and lots of hasanat in return. So we should not, just like your teacher said, that we should be making a good deed jar. Why? Because this month is going to be rewarded as many folds, inshallah. And there are a few things that we need to also stay away from. What do we need to stay away from doing when we are fasting, right? I'm trying to able your chat right now. Okay, your chat has got able. I want you to write it down, that when you are fasting, what you need to be aware of, what do you need not to do, what you should not be doing when you're fasting. Okay, bad things. What type of bad things? Yes, we know that we should not be eating and drinking. Yes, we should not be doing bad deeds. We should not be lying, no screaming, no fighting. That's good. Yes, good. We should be respecting others. We should not be watching bad cartoons, no music, no teasing, no stealing. Good, good, very good. Okay, good. Okay, you guys are very smart. Okay? So also, fasting makes Muslims or believers reflect on the numerous blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and also to have a sense of empathy for the people who do not have anything to eat. They cannot make even one time of food on their table, right? So when you're hungry, think about of those poor kids who do not have any food, whereas you have two, three dishes in front of you, and you're asking your mama, okay, I don't want to eat this, I don't like this, or I'm not, and this food is not my favorite, can you please go ahead and make something else? So remember, there are people who really, really want the food that you have on your table. So instead of throwing it away, or instead of wasting it, or instead of saying no, whatever comes in front of you, think about the poor kids. So Ramadan is also a reflection time. It allows us to reflect what we have, and also to reflect what people in other parts of the world do not have, right? So it creates a sense of empathy in us. Inshallah. And when we are talking about that Ramadan is a time of reflection, let's reflect that what are the deeds we should not be doing. Okay? So if you guys are ready, I want you to be ready with your notebooks. I want you to be ready with your color pencils and everything, because I'm all set ready with my colors. I'm all set ready with my notebook here. Okay, if you have not grabbed your notebook or color pencil, I'm just going to give you 10 seconds to quickly go and grab, because we are going to be making our own checklist here, inshallah. Okay, and this checklist is going to be really, really helpful to keep us on the tracks. Okay. Okay, I believe you have your all materials. I want you to make a circle. Okay, in the center of your notebook, please go ahead. Yes, please go ahead and make a circle. Okay, and once you're done, you can show me through in your camera that you have made a circle. Okay, and the next step should be, I want you to write inside the circle, today I will fast from. Okay, even though if you're not fasting from food or drink, but there are other things that you can fast from. Okay, I can see Zainab. I can see Murtaza. Okay, please, Murtaza and Zainab, I want you to grab your notebooks and colors, please, and get started. Okay, mashallah. Very good, Ibrahim. Very good, Samia. Very good, Mustafa. Mashallah, I can see people working. Very good, mashallah, Rayan. Very good, Muzaina. Very good, Muhammad Raib. Mashallah, you guys are far ahead of me. Okay, Afshin Fatima. Mashallah, Muzaina, very good, Muhammad Ali, Nadia, Maimuna Ali, mashallah, very good. Okay, you guys are very good, okay, Hania, mashallah. Okay, so once you have finished making the circle, and I want you to write, today I will fast from, yes, very good, Alina, Tuba, Safa Fatima, very good, okay. So let's move on to our next step. I want you to make a line and write complaints, that I will be fasting from complaints. Okay, so what I want you to write that is in red here, okay, complaints. That's optional if you want to write that I will try gratitude. Gratitude is thanking, okay, that means thankful to Allah, thankful to your parents. So you are most welcome to write one is in blue. But the one that is in red, that is most important that I want you to write, okay? The blue one is the optional one. So today I will fast from complaints, means I will not complain about food. I will not complain about anything I have. It can be clothing. It can be type of things I have. It can be type of drink mama gave me or my father gave it to me. It can be anything. I'm not going to complain about anything. Okay, inshallah. So beautiful, Muhammad Rai. Beautiful, Rayan. Yes, very good. I can see you guys have also written, I will try gratitude instead. Yes, mashallah. So instead of complaining, what we need to do, we need to be thankful to our parents. We need to be thankful to everybody around us, inshallah. Okay, whether it's our siblings, whether it's our grandparents, or whoever it is. Okay, so we need to be thanking, or we need to say Jazakallahu khairan, we need to say Alhamdulillah, or we need to say thank you, on and on, inshallah. Okay, yes, very good. Let's move on to our second thing that we will be fasting from. That is screen time. Okay, so let's make the screen time the Quran time. So instead of sitting in front of a screen and playing a game or watching a cartoon or watching a movie, so let's make it a Quran time. Mashallah, Tuba, I like your smile. Okay, very good. I can see Muhammad Ali working hard. I can see Safa Fatima. I can see Noor, mashallah. I can see Ayub. Okay, I can see Alina. Okay, I want to see your work, Ayub. I can see Zainab working hard. Mashallah. Sudaim, good. Fazail, I need to see your notes today. Aira, I want to see your notes as well. Very good. Okay, Fazail, mashallah. So please note down that today I will fast from screen time. Okay, good. Very good. Very good, Zoha. Looks like Zoha is working very hard. Okay, Murtaza, I need to see your notes as well. I want to see Samia. Oh, mashallah. Very good, Murtaza. Very good. Okay. Very good, Ibrahim. Mashallah. Okay, let's move on to our third step. What is our third thing that we will be fasting from? Today, I will fast from mean words. And I will use kind words today, okay? So mean words are going not good, okay? It can be anything. You can think of the mean words what are being used by you or what people around you use mean words, okay? So we are going to be fasting from all types of mean words. It can be like you are fast or you are unlucky or you are not good or you are bad. So it can be any mean word. So let's fast from mean words. MashaAllah. Good, Muzaina. Very good. Muhammad Raid. I like your notes. I love your notes, Raid. They are so colorful. Very good. Okay, you're putting lots and lots of effort. MashaAllah. Very good, Aira. Very good, Noor. MashaAllah. Alina, very good. MashaAllah. Yes, Fazail. Can you show me your notes in the screen? Maimuna, very good. MashaAllah. Yes, beautiful. Beautiful, Fazail. I like your notes. Beautiful, mashallah. Okay, so let's move on to our fourth thing that we will be fasting from. We will be also fasting from anger. Okay, so I know sometimes when we are hungry, we get angry, right? So we don't want to change hunger to anger. Suba says no. Okay, so let's not be angry. And let's be patient, okay? So we will be practicing patience. Since we are fasting, we will not be angry. So today I will fast from anger. I will stay away from anger and I will be patient. Very good, mashallah, Maimuna. Very good. Let's see who else have their notes ready. Very good, Musfira. Mashallah. Very good, Zoha. Rania, beautiful, such a colorful note, mashallah. I want more and more students, my lovely students, to participate. Very good, Sudaim, very good, Noor. Okay, mashallah, very good, Aira, Alina, Nadia, Yunus, Murtaza, mashallah, Shiza, Muhammad Dawar, very good, Umayma. I want to see your notes as well, very good. Umayma is busy in coloring. Okay, good job, Umayma. Good job. Good job, Simra. Beautiful. Very good. Okay, let's move on to the fifth thing that I will be fasting from. I will be fasting from playing. So this play can be playing games on the computer. This playing games can be playing games on any type of gadget that I have. Okay, and instead I will be helping Mama and Baba Iftar. I will be helping my parents in household chores. I'll be helping them anything that they ask me to help with. Okay, so let's fast from playing today, inshallah. Okay, so instead you are going to be helping your parents. So I want you to go ahead and type. Very good, Alina. Looks like Alina is very fast, mashallah. Okay, let's see who is finished. Who else is finished with the fifth thing? Okay, I'm waiting. Oh, mashallah. Very good. Who is? Okay, this is Muhammad Rayyan. Mashallah. Samia, very good. Habib, very good. Okay. Who else is not finished yet? Oh, mashallah. Zoha, beautiful coloring. Muzaina, beautiful. Muhammad Raid, beautiful. Nadia, beautiful. Mashallah. Alina, Aira, very good. Maimuna Ali, Tuba, beautiful. Nice. Good job, Sudeim. Good job, Rida. Good job, Zoya, Rania, Afshin, Fatima. Very good, mashallah. I can see all of you. Beautiful, Muntaha. Very good. Beautiful, Rayan. Mashallah. Okay, so let's move on to our last thing that we will be fasting from. That is dishonesty. Okay, so let's not be dishonest with anyone. And let's fast from dishonesty. And let's speak the truth. Let's tell the truth, inshallah. So I want all of you to practice saying the truth, inshallah. Okay, so once you are finished, you can again show me on the screen. So you can show me what you have finished. So very good, Alina. As always, you are so smart and you are so quick. Beautiful. And my dear students, you know what? You can go ahead and write whatever you want that you want to fast from. Okay, so it can be anything that you feel like, okay, this is not good. This is bad. I should be fasting from this. Okay. Beautiful Simra, beautiful coloring Simra, beautiful Mustafa, mashallah, good. Okay, let's see, mashallah Rayan, very good Murtaza, very good Muzaina, mashallah, very good Zoha, Nadia, and beautiful, beautiful Memuna, yes, beautiful Fuzail, it's still working, beautiful Ira, beautiful Ibrahim, yes. Beautiful work, Rania. Excellent. Excellent work. Ayub. Excellent, Muhammad Dawar. Rania, beautiful work. Musfira, mashallah, very good. Minha, good job. Munteha, good job. Sudeim, good job. Ismail, good job. And Umayma, good job. Good job, all of you. Noor Amjad, Doha, beautiful. Good job. Okay, very good. Okay, I love the excitement. I love your participation, mashallah. Okay, so you can write whatever you want to fast from. I know you guys have lots and lots of good ideas. You have wonderful ideas. Okay, so you can write, you can add to this list. Good job, Samia. So you can add to this list whatever you want to fast from. Okay, so inshallah, you will be looking, you will be thinking, okay, this is not good. Since I have made notes, since I have written down in my diary, I should not be using mean words. I should not be complaining. I should not be using excessive screen time. I should not be playing excessively and not helping my parents. I should not be angry. And also, I should not be dishonest. And any type of bad thing, we should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from, just like we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting Surah Al-Falaq, right? So we can also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to fast from all bad deeds, inshallah. Okay, jazakumullah khairan kaseera. I really love your participation. Please share whatever you have made. I want you to share with your siblings. I want you to share with your parents as well and keep adding to that list. Okay, inshallah. So we are moving on towards our manners session. Okay, so be ready with the manners of Muslims. Okay, jazakumullah khairan kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How is everyone doing today? I hope everyone is doing great, and I hope you all enjoyed your last activity. And now we're going to move on to the manner session. And as I've said before, manners are really important because a good Muslim needs good manners because a Muslim is known by his or her manners. So, what manner will we be learning about today? Today, we'll be talking about gratitude. Now, what is gratitude? Gratitude is being able to feel blessed for everything that you have and displaying that in your everyday routine and your gestures. So in what you do and what you say, you show that you feel gratitude, that you are thank you, that you are thankful for what you have. And when you're thankful, you say thank you. And gratitude is also focusing on what's good in your life and being thankful for everything you have. So instead of being sad and saying, oh no, I don't have this game, oh no, I don't have this thing, that you're thankful for what you have. Because there's other people in the world who don't even have what you have. So let's look at some examples of gratitude. So we can show gratitude by being grateful for the food you have. So when we're fasting, we get to experience the hunger that some poor and needy people feel. We get to experience how they feel when they don't have food. So we should be thankful for the food that we have. And while we are at home, while everything is closed, we should be thankful that we at least have a home, that we at least have food at home, that we at least have some entertainment that we can do while we're at home. Because while we are at home, there are still some people who don't even have a home. We can also show gratitude by praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua to Him to show your gratitude for what you have. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much. Everything around us has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should make dua and thank Him for everything that we have. Now we can also help the needy to show that we are grateful for what we have, and we can say thank you and jazakallah khair to everyone around us to show our gratitude and that we are thankful. So now there is this verse. So in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, believers, eat of the good things which we have provided for you and give thanks to Allah. So from this verse, we can learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the food that we have. And so we should thank Him. And now there's another hadith in which Abu Hurairah narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fails to thank the people for their favors, fail to thank Allah. So, if you don't thank the people, then you fail to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this we also learn that we should thank everyone. And a final hadith in which Abu Sa'id al-Khudri reported that whenever the Prophet finishes meal, he would say, all praise is for Allah, who fed us, gave us drink, and made us believers. So whenever the Prophet ate food and after he was done, he would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the food that He had given him. And we should all try to do this too. After we finish our food, we should try and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the food that He has given us. And so related to this hadith, we have a story. So we have a quick short story about gratitude. So this story is titled Thanking Allah. And in this story, there's a teacher. And the teacher asks children to always start everything with the name of Allah. And after everything, to thank Allah. And after the teacher told the students this, the students started talking about it. Zahir said, why should I thank Allah for everything, even for a simple thing like food? We buy it from the grocery store, and my father is the one who pays for it. He works hard to earn that money. After hearing Zahir, Farhan also agrees, and he says that before we can buy it, it's the farmers who have to work hard to grow the crops and to grow the vegetables and fruits. And then Zahir said, and in the end, it's our mothers who make it for us. So why should we thank Allah? Now there's another student who was listening, and her name was Manal. And so she asked them to name a food that Allah does not cause to grow. And she said that every kind of fruit and vegetable needs Allah's warm sunshine, air, and rain to grow. Every kind of animal needs green grass and food to eat. The green grass, the plants, and the trees, they all need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you don't find any food that does not need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help to grow. So isn't this reason enough to thank Allah for food? That He is the one who causes all these plants to grow. He is the one who helps all these animals grow. After hearing this, Zahir and Farhan, they felt very bad. And Manal said that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ once said, Allah is pleased when a man eats or drinks something and then praises him for it. So from this story we can learn that we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially before and after eating food, because He is the one who has provided all this food for us. So let's see if you are all listening. I have some questions for you. First question. Is there anything in the world that doesn't need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help to grow or to live or to nourish? No. So a lot of people are saying no, and that is right. Everything needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. Next question. Have you thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today for your food and other blessings? So a lot of people are saying yes. And yes, this is something that we should do regularly. We should always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, do you also thank the people around you who help you? So your parents, and your siblings, or your friends, or your teachers? Yes, a lot of people, everyone is saying yes, I think. And yes, we should thank everyone around us. And now the final question. What are some special things that you can do for others to show that you are grateful? What can you do for others? So Muhammad Ra'id says, say thank you. Zoha says, help them. Muntiha says, be kind. Alina says, give charity. Yes, these are all things that we as Muslims can do to show that we are grateful and thankful. So inshallah, I hope all of you try your very best to be thankful and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everyone around you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was a beautiful reminder to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So since this is the amount of blessing, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this beautiful month so that we can do good deeds. And above all, we need to practice gratitude, that is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking our parents, and thanking everyone around us. So let's move on to our homework. Our homework is going to be to learn the translation of Surah Al-Falaq. And I believe that you have written the translation in your notes with the Arabic, inshallah. And do the good deeds activity at home. And also, please don't forget to do the activity of the list of the things that we have created that I will be fasting from. I will be fasting from anger. I will be fasting from bad deeds. I will be fasting from screen time and many, many things. Okay, so please keep on practicing. This should not be just left inside your books as a note, but it should also come into our actions as well, inshallah. So jazakumullahu khairan kathira for being good listeners, and jazakumullahu khairan kathira for your participation and for your patience as well. Okay, and inshallah we'll meet you in next class. So till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I'm going to say the dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antas tawwabur rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed all hearing and all knowing. And all praise and thanks are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who allowed us to have this communication so that we can learn the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we learn the knowledge of deen, insha'Allah. Jazakumullahu khairan kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا.